You're listening to Subsound Radio. We bring you streaming and live broadcasting from the capital. This is the El Arpa Podcast.
Welcome to the 10th episode of the El Arpa Podcast. And this week I'm presenting again because I'm interviewing Enda again. Hi, Enda.
Hello again.
Okay, so Enda has been to a place and he wants to tell us about it. Where have you been to?
I was at a place with news photos from taken from around a year from photographers and newspapers.
So an exhibition.
Yes, a photo exhibition of news photos, and that was near Tribunal, in a place that's dedicated especially for photo exhibitions.
Okay, very good. So, what was the main topic of the photographs?
Well, I mean, the general theme was photographs taken by journalists for newspapers, and basically it was a series of photographs of topical news stories throughout the year. So that would mean, of course, things like Ebola, the refugee crisis, the World Cup. So those photos were the main focus of the exhibition. But also, you know, other photos that weren't, headline grabbing. You know, there weren't headlines in every newspaper in every country in the world, but they were newsworthy and are interesting to look at as well. So we had a mixture of things in this exhibition.
Very good. Can you give us examples of those stories that weren't quite in the global news?
Well, one interesting thing was of this place in America, which is basically a town for pedophiles, and basically it's very hard and difficult to house people like this once they're released, if they're released from prison. So what they've done is they've built a town where everybody there is a pedophile, and some of them don't have access to computers. They can leave the town, for example. Some of them, one picture of a man, he worked in a neighboring town in his mother's shop, but because he had a curfew, like most of them do, he had to come back at a certain time. He could only work half days. There's another picture of a woman who had a cat as well, and there are not that many women in the town, but all the other men there saw her as some kind of sister figure, you know. So it's interesting. It does solve problems, you know. I mean, a lot of communities don't want people like that in the community, and you can understand that. But also, you can understand as well, people deserve a second chance, maybe. And this is a place where they can kind of live amongst themselves as well in fairly decent conditions.
So how was that reflected on the photo specifically?
I mean, it just showed photographs of people in everyday situations, chiefly their homes. So you could see their bedroom or their porch, and you could see their regular everyday lives, which I think was an interesting approach, because basically you're looking at how do these people live, and they live like we do, really, obviously with certain restrictions, but they have it's a community, you know, and communities by and large everywhere are pretty similar, and this one is no different in certain respects.
Okay, that's interesting. So what was the most striking photo for you?
Why, in this series particular, in particular?
No, I just meant in the exhibition overall.
There are a lot of photographs that really grabbed my eye, most of which were topical news stories throughout the year. There's one of the World Cup, of Messi looking forlornly at the trophy as he walked past it. But no, it was quite a striking photograph, because there's a lot of coverage of football, and that's increasing all the time. It's one of the most covered sports in the world, but I think sometimes we miss those little moments that a player might have when after losing a major final. Obviously, we know Messi probably wasn't the happiest that night after losing, but you know, it's nice to see a fresh perspective on that particular story, because I think everybody can relate to it, and it makes these people who maybe have been distanced by their money and their fame, it makes them more accessible and more human. Now, regarding the refugee crisis, which we covered in an earlier podcast as well, There are some very famous photographs. One photograph in particular was used in the Metro posters that advertised the exhibition of a boat just full of people, you know, from the top down perspective, and it was crazy to see how packed that boat was. But the best one for me on this particular story, but also like in the exhibition as a whole, was of a guy hiding under a car in some part of Spain, and the Guardia Civil were looking for him. And the photographer obviously spotted him, took a photograph of him, and you know, this guy is cowering underneath the car. Yeah, I mean, he knows he's been spotted by the photographer, and you can imagine that, you know, the thoughts running through his mind are, is this photographer going to give me up, you know? But he didn't. We're told that, you know, this guy evaded detection, at least for that day anyway, from the Guardia Civil. And who knows where he is now, but we know for sure the photographer didn't give him up. Now there are other photographs as well which were quite striking, chiefly a couple on the Ebola as well, where we can see one man who's being consumed by, you know, the fever, and he's basically not quite there anymore mentally, you know. I mean, he's just in the throes of the Ebola virus. And these two doctors in that special clothing that they wear, you know, are kind of taking him away, and you know, it's quite sad. It's a sad picture.
Okay, so you've talked about some very dramatic topics, and then you've also told us about a picture, you know, to do with football. Obviously, I know you like football very much. But, I don't know, do you think some people might not like the fact that despite all the topics being news or newsworthy, maybe not that important topics are mixed with others that are, you know, human crisis? Some people might argue that.
Some people could argue that. I think they're wrong, because we covered an exhibition before and we criticized it chiefly because Latin Fire, that exhibition, and we criticised it because we felt there was a lack of direction. Now, if you're going to an exhibition about news reports, you know, if you're familiar with newspapers or news reports, you're going to know there's going to be that mix, those mixtures of stories. And, you know, I mean, it's a small venue, but there are a lot of pictures there, and I don't expect you to like all of them. I did like that mixture. There's, you know, on the topic of sport, okay, we had the World Cup and Messi, but we also had pictures of Wimbledon, and people kind of like trying to sneak a peek over a wall into the main court of the tennis courts, you know. And again, you know, it's not in some ways it's a big story because Wimbledon is very famous, and in another way it's very relatable because, you know, everybody tries to get, you know, a sneak peek into a major sporting event, whether it be streaming it online or kind of like literally and physically looking over a wall. And there's another story as well of just it was photographs of Russian women who basically a picture taken of them after they had their picture taken for a dating profile. And you know, I mean, it's interesting just in a general sense because we all have a vague idea of Russian brides or mail order brides, you know, and you're in their house and you're kind of seeing them in an unguarded moment after possibly a guarded moment, after a posed moment, and you can draw whatever conclusions you want from that, you know. But just even if you don't draw anything specific or concrete from those conclusions, then, you know, at least it's something that's interesting. You can kind of see, again, another perspective about something that we have some kind of awareness about in the world.
Okay, so what would you say the main purpose of the exhibition was?
Well, one of the purposes was just to advertise a Canon camera, I think, that a lot of photojournalists use. But I wouldn't say there was any specific purpose other than that, you know, rewarding excellent photography throughout the year. Because there's another one I've just remembered as well, of the Ukraine crisis, which of course was another big story during the year. And so I have a priest who's kind of oblivious to his surroundings, blessing the people around him, and those people are soldiers, well, policemen in heavy riot gear and with batons and shields and helmets, and he seems very it's quite a religious picture in a sense, because he really is in a bubble of his own faith and conviction, and just to be in, and also it's a celebration, I suppose, timing. Comedy is about timing, but I think so is photography, and some of the best photographs have been taken through sheer coincidence or luck. And obviously, again, in our homes and whatever, we are aware of these unfolding stories, but to be there while it's happening is itself impressive, but also to be there while it's unfolding and to capture something specific like that is also something marvelous. And I think the exhibition is a celebration of that, really, and that's why I really enjoyed it, because I think everybody can kind of relate to that. And again, just going back to the stories they cover, there's another one of a monkey cowering in a Chinese zoo because he's been beaten by his master, and another of a surfer who's swimming on a surfboard, and the photo is taken from below the water, so the surfer's above the camera, and there's a dolphin or a shark or whatever swimming next to the surfer. And again, it's just right place, right time, and it's a truly wonderful photo. And not every photo is fantastic, but I think you have to appreciate the skill and the dedication that these photojournalists have in covering these topics and coming away with images that are that work across many levels, reporting a story that's unfolding, but also kind of reaching us in different ways.
Okay, that's. I was asking you that question because you obviously this time you went to the exhibition on your own, but you seem to have got a lot more out of it than, you know, perhaps we did in previous exhibitions. Like, for example, the two that we have been. That we've reported about in the podcasts, where they actually had a common theme and a very specific one, but they sort of failed to convey, you know, the emotions that they were, or the points that they were supposed to convey. So I'm just curious about the fact that, you know, this exhibition seems to be sort of like an amalgamation of all these different news photographs. Yet it's got more to you than some of the others.
I think it's a good question. I think cameras have an enormous power. I love photography, but I am well aware that it's a tool that can be open to abuse, for the lack of a better term. I mean, you know, I think if I had to define what was so special about this exhibition compared to the other two that we've been to, is that there wasn't really any conceit. I imagine there's a level of conceit in every exhibition or enterprise. You know, there's a gimmick of some kind or a justification for it. But at least the conceit in this one was just kind of like, well, this happened and we were there to capture it. With the other ones, you know, there was also a conceit and a common theme. But I think it was just too stylized or too inauthentic, and that was probably why those two exhibitions in particular didn't grab me, and the one about real events really did, because you know, photos can be art, but I just have more cynicism personally about kind of photographs that are kind of almost like affectations, or kind of too structured or too stylized, and I prefer more realistic ones.
Okay, so perhaps the main difference was that these ones were reporting on actual events, while the others were more of an interpretation of a social reality?
Yeah, exactly, and that can work as well, but it just has to be handled better, and so far we haven't seen it being handled well. But, you know, I do believe that it can be done properly as well, and I think it's harder to mess up an exhibition with real subjects. If it's purely a news-based exhibition. But there's room for both styles.
Okay, so perhaps it was an easier task to start with.
Well, I wouldn't say easier, because, like, you know, I mean, it's a pretty diverse collection. Journalists, photojournalists who put themselves into extreme situations in extreme locations. So I think everything, like everything in life, they have their own specific advantages and disadvantages and their own specific challenges. But just, you know, I mean, you can analyze something up and down, left, right, and center, but, you know, if you just walk into a place and what's your gut reaction, does it appeal to you visually straight away, or within a reasonable amount of time? I think that's a true reflection of whether an exhibition works. And then you can analyze it after. And if you walk into this exhibition with the photojournalists and the news reports, well then yes, I mean, I think you can kind of be visually taken by the photographs in a deeper and faster way than the other ones that we've seen.
Okay, so remember to do that when you walk into an exhibition room so that you can decide whether it's worth spending half an hour or an hour looking at the other pictures. I think it's good advice.
Exactly, scan the room for 10 seconds, and if it doesn't click with you, just walk the hell out. That's all I can say.
Okay, that's advice for life in general. Okay, is there anything else you want to tell us about?
No.
Right, well, let's just wrap it up there. Another very interesting insight from Menda, this time about an exhibition rather than a book, and we're looking forward to seeing what other cultural means he thinks of to tell us about.
Well, I do know the next exhibition that we're going to will be together, so we can analyze and criticize or compliment, depending on whether it's good or bad, that little doozy together. Well, this is Enda from the ANARP podcast saying bye-bye.
And Maria, bye.
You're listening to Soap Sound Radio. We bring you streaming and live broadcasting from the capital. This is the ANARP podcast.